Introduction, the stop challenge. Before I approach a stop sign, I slow my vehicle down. As I get closer, I come to a complete stop. I look to my left and I look to my right to check for pedestrians, other vehicles, or approaching danger. If everything is clear and safe, I proceed with caution to resume driving to my destination. This book is entitled The Stop because I want you to stop and think every time you have an encounter with a police officer or any law enforcement. You need to observe your surrounding area and proceed carefully. Imagine yourself approaching the encounter as if you were driving toward a stop sign. Start by looking to your left and right. This simply means observing two people as you come to a full stop. First yourself and then the officer. Both you and the officer should be in the right frame of mind, being prepared to create mutual respect, thereby guaranteeing a successful stop. Ultimately, both of your objectives are to get home safely. You may not know why you are stopped, so establish the foundation for the encounter by being polite and respectful. The officer's objective also is to get home safely. As you look to your left and look to your right, think more about your future during the encounter and understand that your past may come into play. If your past is clean, you should have nothing to worry about. However, if there are some questionable things in your background, I want you to pay closer attention to this book. After you have looked both ways and observed yourself and the officer, proceed with caution by allowing respect to guide your entire conversations and your actions, even if that same respect is not returned. If you feel disrespected or belittled, your feelings may be valid. This book is about your actions, not necessarily the actions of others. Once you make it home safely, you can devise a plan of action. Young people, I had an encounter with a police officer that went viral. I received thousands of emails and friend requests on Facebook. While 95% were positive, the remaining 5% were quite negative. Some people insisted that advising young people to respect the police at all times is crazy and would get them killed. I do not agree with them. I believe being respectful is always the best approach, even when it is not returned, especially when dealing with law enforcement. This is why I wrote this book. I want to share my personal experiences, including 7 encounters with law enforcement. These encounters began in elementary school and transpired throughout my adult life. Some of those encounters resulted in serious injury and could have ended in death, while others were mutually respectful and civil. In each encounter, I had to use all of the tools I'm sharing with you. Oftentimes, a successful encounter depends upon your response. From this day forward, let's ensure that your encounters will produce positive outcomes to the best of your ability. I challenge you to read The Stop and share it with your friends. Make sure they understand the importance of respect for authority, even if that respect is not given in return. Please note, I am not suggesting that showing respect will always guarantee a positive outcome with your law enforcement encounter. However, I am suggesting that being respectful will guarantee that you're being your best self and that you will increase your probability of creating a positive encounter. At the end of the day, I want you to make it home and have a beautiful life. Parents, during a parent engagement, I was discussing how to create positive change within society. One mother stood up in frustration and said she wished her son could drive her car without being pulled over and unnecessarily harassed by the police. I understood her concern. Although this book does not guarantee that your sons and your daughters will not get harassed or be subjected to overuse of force, it is a helpful resource for you to talk, teach, and prepare your child for encounters with law enforcement. It will allow you to have better conversations and equip your child with more tools in their success tool belt. I challenge you to speak to your children, also to get to know their friends. Do not assume the morals and values you have instilled with your children are shared by their friends. I've witnessed good kids from good homes be influenced negatively by their peers. Parents, you are your child's first teacher. Let's teach our children how to positively engage with law enforcement. Therefore, if they have an encounter, they will be prepared. They will know how to respond with confidence and wisdom, thereby reducing fear-driven and irresponsible actions that may cause negative consequences. We do not want our children unnecessarily stopped or harassed by police, but we do want them equipped with the knowledge to make wise decisions that can result in more positive encounters. Law enforcement. Some of my unpleasant encounters with law enforcement mostly occurred because the police officer unfairly profiled me or used inappropriate language, tone, or excessive gestures. I believe their actions were unnecessary for the situation. In retrospect, I am sure I contributed to things escalating beyond the point which it needed. I ask you to consider the young people who will read this book in an effort to bridge the gap between law enforcement and community. A recent study found that many officers see black teens as adults. However, please note that the overwhelming majority of teens, whether black, white, Hispanic, or Asian, do not have the mental capacity of an adult. Their prefrontal cortex, which controls short-term decision-making, focus, judgment, and impulse control, has yet to fully develop. Regardless of their physical stature, these are teens who make emotional decisions just as we once did. Teens' emotional response mechanisms develop faster than judgment and logic. Simply put, teens don't always make the best decisions. I challenge you to continue to uphold the law even when it does not seem popular to do so. Continue operating in the highest standard, being a true light to our communities. I believe the majority of people are good, decent people, whether community or law enforcement. Community. In my opinion, most people want to believe and support law enforcement. We have to end the us versus them mentality unless it's going to be us, the good, respectful citizens, and law enforcement versus them, bad seeds within community and law enforcement. If it's going to be us versus them, then let all of us quality human beings join forces to expose those elements that would rather create chaos than order. Respect should be mutual in every encounter we have with law enforcement.